We're going to kick the hour off as we do have a full lineup today, but we kick it off by welcoming Lee Groseth, the Public Works Director for the City of North Platte, and the City Administrator for North Platte, Matt Kibben. Gentlemen, thanks for taking time for us today.
Glad to be here.
Good morning, Tristan.
How Matt, it's been a couple months since we've had you in the studio.
Yeah, that's about right.
And yep. Lane, I don't think we've had you in the studio before.
Nope, first time.
You've been in the role now for, has it been 2 or 3 years?
It's about 2.5 years.
2.5, okay. So what is the Public Works Director for those listening that don't know?
Public Works covers the things that the public see every day. It's your streets, your parks, the cemetery, the sanitation department, picking up your garbage every day, and then also water, sewer, and electric. So it's the whole gamut of what makes our homes and our neighborhoods tick every day.
And Lane, you're a local man too, served previously on the railroad before you began with City of North Platte, right?
Correct. I grew up just south of North Platte and went to school in Maxwell. Left for a few years when I went to college, was city administrator up in Albion, Nebraska back in the 90s, and then had a variety of roles between then and now, and came back in 06 and worked at the railroad for about 11 and a half years, almost 12.
And chose to raise your family here, too.
Correct. Yep.
Rowdy old Brandon and I have spent some time together. Congratulations, by the way. Tied the knot, was that last month?
Yep, just last month. Awesome. So thank you. We'll be seeing them this weekend.
That'll
so.
Be a lot of fun. You'll have to pass my congratulations along.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Mr. Kibben made it through another Nebraska Land Days. Did you and the family have a good time?
We did. We were able to get out to a few events out there. It was exciting to see everybody there and all the events occurring rather than, it was quite a difference from last year, which was my first experience at Nebraska Land Days. So, yeah, it was a real good time.
Now, wait a minute, Matt. You can't complain too much because you were there Wednesday night when we actually had a rodeo last year.
That's correct.
You were one of the lucky few that made it to the rodeo last year.
That's correct.
but full force this year made it a little bit better.
Absolutely, it did.
Now, I invited Mr. Kibben and Mr. Groseth to come into the studio to talk about a couple of things. We'll begin by talking to Mr. Kibben a little bit about the replacement of our current Chief of Police, Dan Hudson. Of course, Chief Hudson announced, I believe it was in June, that he'll be retiring at the end of, is it August?
November,
okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. No, I just bumped up his retirement a few months, I guess.
That's right. Probably surprised him. No, Chief Hudson's certainly going to be missed throughout the community. I think he's done a great job of getting out and showing the importance of community policing and attending public events around the city. Certainly going to miss his attitude as well. I mean, he's a really positive person when it comes to the police force and what they're trying to accomplish. As far as the recruiting process goes for his replacement, the position is currently up on the website and online. It's posted online right now as well. And next Monday it should be up in the newspaper for about a month.
Okay. So. And can you tell us about this process? Because we're not just hiring a department head for the City of North Platte. We're hiring a chief of police. So, It's very unique because we're not just looking for a normal department head. We're looking for somebody that has that policing experience and background and that background in law enforcement specifically.
That's correct. So the there's a civil service board that is primarily responsible for the interview process associated with the chief of police. And then they're a recommending body to the mayor. Certainly, Jill is the HR director for the city, and she is the civil service secretary. So those two combined will make a recommendation to the mayor, and then the mayor will ultimately make a decision and move the candidate ahead to the city council for final approval. The members of the civil service committee, for everybody's information, are Brian Ferris, Don Curry, and Dennis O'Brien.
Okay. And then that recommendation goes to the mayor. The mayor will make a recommendation to the council for a hire, and the council ultimately has the final say on the hire?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. And as city administrator, you have a recommendation, or you just get to sit in on the conversations, Matt?
I get to probably hear post-conversations what the recommendation would be, and then certainly interested in providing feedback if it's welcomed by the mayor.
And I know with your role, Matt, when you came on to the City of North Platte, you were able to work with our retiring city administrator a little bit, Jim Hawks, and Chief Hudson, when he came into the City of North Platte, was able to work with with the individual he was going to replace with Chief Swain. So is that something that you as the city administrator want to see happen again in that role? And do you feel that's beneficial in doing that for the city?
Yeah, I think it would be very beneficial to learn, you know, Dan, I think three years
here. 3 years,
yep. So certainly has a pretty good pulse on the community, and if he could provide some of what he's learned here to the his future replacement, that would be important. So I can see that being the approach. And then I should back up a little bit and say the civil service is meeting Thursday to further discuss and outline the timeline for which the hire will take place,
And obviously we don't know if there's been a lot of interest in the post yet. It's relatively new, but I believe when Chief Hudson was hired, there was a good amount of interest in that post. So are we anticipating that that'll be the same thing?
I'm hoping so. I know that, you know, generally in the environment, the policing environment throughout the country, those are difficult jobs to have right now. So I'm hopeful that, you know, maybe there's somebody from, you know, considering Chief Hudson came from L.A., maybe there's an employee within the city that's interested in the position. If not, there may be somebody interested from one of those larger communities who have had difficulties in policing in their cities.
It's a tough profession. It's been a tough profession, especially the past couple of years, Mr. Kibben, but I think it's a lot better here than other places, and we've even heard that from I think Sheriff Kramer's admitted that, and Chief Hudson's admitted that it's a lot better here than it is other places, so that may help us in recruiting.
That's what I'm hoping to advertise, absolutely.
We support our law enforcement here, that's for sure.
Yes, we do.
Now, Mr. Groseth, let's talk a little bit about the 311 system. We've talked about that lightly here on the program. I believe Mayor Kelleher was on 2 weeks ago, and we talked about it lightly, and we talked about it lightly with Councilman Lucas as well, but this is, I guess, for lack of a better term, this is your baby. This is your project in a lot of ways.
Yeah, the 311 system, the citizen portal, as it's going to be known as, is a piece of a bigger picture that we're putting together. It's called asset management, where the city's going to be able to better track all of our assets, including our infrastructure, our vehicle fleet, and our buildings. And the exciting thing is the 311 piece is really where the citizens have a lot easier engagement than we currently have. You know, right now, if you notice a pothole or you notice some power lines down or something, it's usually a phone call, or else we also have the email on the city website.
Mm-hmm.
But the 311 portal is actually going to be able to be used from their handheld device. And they're going to be able to take a picture of the problem, and with their GPS enabled on their handheld device, it'll give us the exact location. We'll have the picture. They'll have some pull-down menus telling us exactly what the problem is. And if they choose to, they can also then be kept updated on how that is being addressed. You know, if they want automated updates as far as an email or something telling them, we've received your notification, and then when we're working on it, and then when it's actually completed. And so, you know, for potholes, broken curb, power lines down, a water main break, even something in the park, it's going to really enable the citizens a lot quicker. Most of us have our cell phones in our hand almost all the time. And so,
more often than we'd like.
Yes. And so they'll be able, like you said, they'll be able to take a picture, enable their GPS, and it'll give us the exact location also, whether it's an alley or whatever. And we'll be able to see the picture instead of having to send crews out to actually go look at it, you know, to evaluate it. We'll be able to see it right from the picture that they give us. And also, if we have maybe 5 or 10 things come in overnight, we can actually map that. And maybe they're all in the same area, and we say, okay, we have a major problem here because we've had X amount of reports in the last 24 hours in this area. And also help us to not maybe lose track of things if we have a lot of things come in, because it'll actually give us a visual map with dots on the map showing us where all the different issues are. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be good for the community. It's going to be good for us as far as work planning and scope, and also more efficiencies all the way around.
And I think the 311 is the system that the citizens are going to be very familiar with and the public's familiar with. But, Mr. Kibben, this is a lot bigger than just the 311. This is going to help the city be more efficient in a lot of ways.
That's correct. So a couple of things that we anticipate coming out of this is, first and foremost, we're going to have the ability to follow up. So when these items come in through the portal and they hit Lane Shop and need to be addressed, once they are addressed, there'll be notifications going back to the individuals that reported them.
Interesting.
Secondly is our assets, vehicles, but also our rooftop units, our air conditioning and heating systems. We can track the maintenance on all of those, establish a preventative maintenance program, hoping to elongate the lifespan of those pieces of equipment.
Ultimately saving on taxpayer dollars as well.
That's the goal. And then the third thing, and Brandon touched on it in the council meeting a couple of weeks ago, is key performance indicators. What we'll be able to do is set up a dashboard and determine whether or not we're gaining on issues or losing. And so if we're losing, then we need to focus on those and make corrections.
And this is something that we heard the mayor talk about a little bit when he was campaigning for office. When did this become a little bit of the buzz around City Hall, Lane?
We actually were working on pieces of this before the election, before we'd even had any conversations with the mayor. So it was really neat to see that this was part of his platform as far as the citizen portal, the 311. But we were looking at the asset management. We started that process a year ago in May, so we were working on it quite a while ago.
Before we even knew who our new mayor was going to be.
Exactly. Because we looked at a number of companies, many companies out there that provide these types of services, and so
sure.
We did evaluations, got some real case scenarios, talked to some cities that had these different companies. So we did a lot of homework because we want to make sure we have the right fit for North Platte right out of the gate. So it's been in the works for a while, and it's to get all of our assets and all our pieces into the program so it's up and running, it's going to be probably a 9 to 12 month process. So it's not going to be overnight, but we want to make sure everything's ready to go when we do open this up for the public for use.
And Mr. Kibben, the things that you mentioned, roofs, vehicles, things like that are being tracked currently. This is just going to make it more accessible to find.
I would say that probably vehicles are being tracked currently through the shops at Public Service. But I would say some of our other assets were more reactive than proactive when
okay.
it comes to the offices aren't cool, and we have to figure out why they're not cool. So we call somebody or one of our folks go up and try to fix the air conditioning. This will hopefully turn that so that we're proactive rather than reactive.
Be a big audible. Make it more efficient, Mr. Grossa.
Yes, we're looking at a lot of efficiencies. Not just in the maintenance. I mean, a lot of these things have seen a lot of, 5, 10, 15% efficiencies in maintenance once you implement these kind of programs. But we're also looking at just our workflows and getting our work groups. They'll also have handheld devices, so if something comes up, it's an emergency, the supervisor, we have crews all over town because obviously we don't work out of one building, and the supervisor can, with a handheld device, dispatch his crews in basically a minute or two from getting that call in, instead of having to make calls or go find where the crew's at, pull them off the work they're doing. And so we see a lot of efficiencies, hopefully getting things addressed faster, and ultimately we look at a lot of cost savings in that as well.
Now, Lane, we know that, like you mentioned, it's going to be a little while in putting data into the system and stuff, but when will the Citizens 311 portal be accessible? What's our rough time frame?
We're actually having a meeting in 2 weeks to kind of get the time frames all lined out, but I'm guessing it'll be, at the earliest, it'll be next spring.
Okay, awesome. Gentlemen, anything else you wanted to bring up this morning?
I don't think so. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. We'll bring up the City of North Platte is hiring. Obviously, we know the Chief of Police post is open, but applications pretty much always being accepted, Mr. Kibben.
That's correct, and police officers as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
If anybody knows anybody who may be interested in a law enforcement career, certainly have openings for those individuals.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, we appreciate the time. Good to have you both in the studio.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you much.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.